This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, September 1st, 2020, a stone wall outside Elvis Presley's Graceland Mansion in Memphis is tagged with messages supporting Black Lives Matter and defunding the police. The spray-painted words covered over the many thousands of handwritten tributes on the wall that have been left by Elvis fans since the museum opened to the public in 1982. On this day in 2013, Joe Kelly, guitarist for the Shadows of Night, on their 1966 Billboard No. 10 hit Gloria, dies after a brief battle with lung cancer. He is 67. On this day in 2009, Elton John's keyboard player, Gary Babylon, dies of a heart attack while swimming in his pool at his home in Los Angeles. On this day in 2008, Jerry Reed, whose hits include Amos Moses and When You're Hot, You're Hot, dies of complications from emphysema at the age of 71. On this day in 2005, 77-year-old Fats Domino is rescued from the flooding in New Orleans caused by Hurricane Katrina. On this day in 1980, Fleetwood Mac ends a 9-month tour with a performance at the Hollywood Bowl. Lindsey Buckingham announces on stage, "This is our last show for a long time." On this day in 1977, despite being embroiled in bitter feuds among themselves, the Beach Boys play a free concert in New York Central Park to an estimated crowd of over 150,000. Also, on this day, September 1st, 1977, a rock group featuring a former Playboy bunny signed their first major record company contract. Who are they? Who is she? And what's their first hit? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, September 1st, 1977, a rock group featuring a former Playboy bunny signed their first major record company contract with Chrysalis Records. The band is Blondie. The bunny is Debbie Harry. Their first hit came in 1979 with Heart of Glass.